Saugatuck High School, we begin our basketball half of Saugatuck High Athletics coverage on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. My name is Gary Stevens. Holly Rose back in our studios due to the weather. We canceled our first broadcast, which means our opening on Tuesday, which means our opening broadcast is tonight. We'll bring you the boys game between the Saugatuck Indians and the Goebbels Tigers, a Southwestern Athletic Conference North Division opener for both schools in the second game of the campaign overall for both teams. Only the boys game will be presented tonight. We have Hope College basketball at 7:10 tonight from DeVos Fieldhouse, the post-exam jam against Finlandia. But the concentration and the focus of tonight is on this first game, and we have one team in the building, and that is the Saugatuck Indians under Coach Tom Kazin, anxious to get going after beating Wyoming Lee 73-52 on Wednesday night, a game that was postponed today because of the elements, but it didn't really matter too much to Tom Kazin's team. They put a big-time whooping on the homestanding Rebels, and they're expecting a lot of things from a senior-laden squad that won the SAC North and the overall Southwest Conference title. But one thing they have not been able to do here in Saugatuck is to get out of the districts. They have not done so in district play since 2003. They'd like to end the drought tonight, but what it's going to have to take more than anything else, 2009, I should say, was the last time the boys got out of the districts. But, you know, for them to be able to do so, they've got to build a winning confidence and build a consistent team and a consistent program. You build it in December. You don't turn the switch on in late February. As for the Goebbels Tigers, who battled Saugatuck tooth and nail for the SAC North title last year, one here that really tightened the race up. Most of the players that gave the Indians fits a year ago are gone, but the memories still linger, and you'll hear from Tom Kazin about that. We'll look at the Goebbels for opening night victory down at Hackett. Opening night loss down at Kalamazoo Hackett, and have more from here at Saugatuck High School in a moment. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and online at 92.7TheVan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School as the Indians are to our left, getting ready to go. The Goebbels Tigers have just arrived, so we might be a couple of minutes late from the tip. But other than that, we should be ready for a game between the Goebbels Tigers and the Saugatuck Indians in boys basketball as Wes Webber leads the Indians out for warm-ups. For Coach Mark Klein, a far different team that went 14-6 and finished second in the SAC North last year. Four of the five starters are gone. The only starter back from last year's team is 5'11 senior guard Ben Schuler. He, along with 6'3 forward Jake Tiller, are expected to be the veteran anchors of a relatively young squad that went down to Hackett and lost on Tuesday night 66-42 as the host scored 27 points in the first quarter and led by 18 at the half, cruised the rest of the way through. Good efforts, though, by the Tigers in that opening game. They were led offensively by Pierce Breland. Breland, the 6'2 junior, had 12 points on the evening, along with, looking for the rebounds, 12 points, while Jake Tiller added 9 points and 10 rebounds. Ben Schuler had 5 points in the loss against Hackett, but the Tigers, shall we say, a challenging start to the season, opening with a couple of road games, including playing perhaps the team that is considered to be the favorite in the SAC North this season, the Saugatuck Indians, on the road. But they get it on the road, and they get it out of the way early, and perhaps to some extent you want to get a Saugatuck team early that may not be at 100% in terms of their sharpness, though Coach Tom Kazin has been pleased with his team's work so far, and we'll talk about that with Tom momentarily. A year ago, the two teams split the two games, with each team winning on the road. Saugatuck winning in Goebbels 73-68 behind 19 points for Joe Koshelski, offsetting 16 points each from Mitch Walker and Joey Oshelwitz. But here in Saugatuck, the Tigers came away with a 49-44 victory, an opportunity loss, said Tom Kazin after the game, to try to lock up the SAC North title. They had to do it the hard way, going to the last game of the conference season before sewing up the division berth, and eventually winning the league. Ty Rock had 20 points, and you'll hear from Coach Kazan about how his loss has affected the Tigers. Wes Weber and Mike Winowicki each with 10 points. Before that, Saugatuck took three of the previous four meetings. So among players who would have any impact on this game on either side, Saugatuck has won four of the previous six meetings between the schools. Last time Saugatuck won here, 2 years ago, a 69-61 try. When we come back, we'll hear from head coach Tom Kazan sizing up his Indians going into tonight's game. And you'll hear from him in a moment. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.
Welcome back to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Our first broadcast of the basketball season involves Saugatuck boys. And it's the league opener against the Goebbels Tigers team, Tom Kazan, that last year came into here and won. But it's a far different Tigers team than the one that you guys had to challenge for the division crown last year.
Oh, sure. As they lost Ty Rock, which is a very good player in our league. The motivation for us, we challenged the kids. Basically, we brought back last year, and Goebbels basically almost took the championship away from us. So they have to understand that we have to come out ready to play.
You can do that when a lot of the guys that were here and felt the sting of the loss are back, and that's a good thing to have.
It is. I'm blessed. I have great players. Everybody says, "Well, you're a good coach." No, I have great players. So they listen to what I have to say, and they try to put it together. But we have a lot of returners, and that's one of our strong points.
How tough was the Tuesday-Wednesday situation, knowing that you couldn't play Tuesday because of the weather, and you had to make play the makeup game on Wednesday?
These guys are pretty seasoned. I have a lot of AAU players on the team, so they're used to delays, setbacks, and they handle it well emotionally and mentally. Like I said, they're a pretty experienced group right now.
That experience certainly paid off against the Rebels because, the guys you need to step up, they stepped up big time.
They did, and Lee is a good challenge for us because they're a team that presses full court the whole game. They're in your face. They're after us. And what I was excited about, we turned the ball over nine times, and we handled the pressure. Michael Winowicki stepped up, Wes Weber, and I have to be honest, everybody contributed in some way.
Short turnaround between Wednesday and Friday game. Welcome back to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.
Back here at Saugatuck High School, apologies for the technical difficulties we had in that interview with Tom Kazan. We'll hear from the coach when we are done here at Saugatuck High in terms of our broadcast this evening. Let me first take care of some business as the Goebbels Tigers have just come onto the court. And so it'll be a tip-off about 5:35. That's what we are being told, that we'll get this game going as the Indians head back to the locker room and the Tigers, as we mentioned, a little late coming to the gym, but the grace period being allowed. So the men in orange tonight are loosening up to the goal to our left. That is the north goal here at Saugatuck High School. This upcoming broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions and the accounts of this upcoming game is without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. And this announcer has been selected and is employed by Midwest Communications. This announcer is Gary Stevens. Holly Rose is our producer. And we do want to remind you that not only are we broadcasting on 92.7 The Band, but we're also broadcasting online at 92.7TheBand.com. Streaming live, and we are also getting the recorder working on this, and we'll have a podcast of this game overnight, put up overnight on our website at 92.7TheBand.com. A lot of action going on tonight in sports and high school basketball and the like. And since we have a few extra moments, we're going to take care of some business, as they say. So we will take a 1-minute break, and when we return, we'll take a look at other action around the not only Southwestern Athletic Conference, but also action tonight in high school basketball along the lakeshore. We'll look at the upcoming schedule next. As you're counting down to Saugatuck High basketball, we'll tip off about 5:35 here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Captains Mike Winowicki and Wes Weber meeting with their colleagues from Goebbels and the game officials before the contest. And again, because Goebbels got to the building a little bit late, we'll tip it off about 5:35 tonight. This is one of six doubleheaders, boys, girls, in that order in Southwestern Athletic Conference play tonight as the boys started a week late, as always. Girls started last week, and the boys' season started this week, so this is the opening night of doubleheaders. In the SAC North, the Bentonville Blackhawks are at Bangor, and Martin is at Bloomingdale. While in the South, Decatur is at Hartford, Lawton is at Lawrence, and Marcell is at Waterford League. Yes, the Lawrence Tigers, even though they are not in the league in football because they play eight-man, they're full-fledged members in every other sport, which includes boys basketball. And, yeah, the Tigers will definitely be a force to be reckoned with as they go along. Indians will see that firsthand on Tuesday night. That's the next game for Saugatuck High's boys as they'll be in Lawrence take on the Tigers. And then next Friday night, the first of the two go-rounds, the Derby against Fenville. Lots of other action along the lakeshore tonight. Greg Chandler's over at Zeeland East High School. He'll bring you the boys' game between Holland Christian and Zeeland East. That is a doubleheader. And Greg's call will be on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com at 7:10 tonight. Other games tonight, we have another two other doubleheaders on tap along the lakeshore. Hopkins is over at Hamilton. And Calvary will see if they can follow the script that Saugatuck laid for them as they go to face the Rebels at Wyoming Godfrey Lee. Both teams are playing over there. Holland has both of its girls' teams on the road tonight, but at different venues, not too far away, though. The boys are playing the Buccaneers in Grand Haven. The girls are taking on the Sailors over in Mona Shores. West Ottawa's girls are in action tonight, hosting Grand Haven. The boys are got the night off. Zeeland West at Grand Rapids Catholic Central, only a boys' game tonight. And Black River's boys is over at Algoma Christian. As we mentioned, it's a doubleheader tonight, and unfortunately, we won't be bringing you the girls' game. Kevin Dringali's team split their first two games of the season and then had their Tuesday night game against Martin wiped out by the weather. No makeup date immediately announced, but that's a broadcast opportunity that has been lost, so we will not make up that in terms of a broadcast. But the girls will be taking on Goebbels when this boys' game is over, and be able to see if Coach Kevin Tringali's Indians can get on the winning track against the Lady Tigers tonight. When we come back, we'll take a look at Saugatuck starters and get this thing going in a few moments. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and online at 92.7thevan.com. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and the O's. This is the MHSA website, and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. With Holly Rose, I'm Gary Stevens, and we're a couple of minutes away from introducing the starting lineups and getting going with this boys' basketball game between Goebbels and Saugatuck. Tom Kaysen had four of his five starters in mind before the Goebbels Tigers showed up. He wanted to see the Tigers in person before he made a decision about a fifth starter, whether or not he will go for speed or size in that spot. But for the starters, pretty much penciled in, including the three seniors he's going to lean a lot on this year. Wes Weber, the 6'6 senior, 19 points, 10 rebounds on Wednesday night. Mike Winowicki, 32 points and 8 rebounds on Tuesday night, the 6'3 senior. Joe Koshelski, expected to provide inside scoring, the 6'4 senior. A year ago, Weber averaged 12.5 points in the two games against Goebbels. Koshelski, 11 points. Winowicki did not play in the first game because of injury, but did play in the second and had 10 points in the loss here. The fourth starter is 5'9 sophomore Alex Anschutz, but the fifth starter is up in the air. We'll know about that momentarily. It'll either be 5'8 junior Alex Segovia, going a little bit more for speed with a smaller lineup, or going a little more on size with 6'1 senior Tristan Ferrara. Ferrara suffered a knee injury last year, missed all of the campaign in basketball, and opted not to play football this year, so he's only focusing on basketball, and he's back in Coach Tom Kaysen, glad to have Tristan Ferrara back in to be available. But again, a lot of the guys from last year's division and league championship team back with the Saugatuck Indians. As for the Goebbels Tigers, far different story. We do know about 6'2 junior Pierce Freeland, who had 12 points in the loss at Hackett. Jake Tiller, a 6'3 junior, had 9 points in the loss at Hackett. And Ben Shuler will run the team from the backcourt. The 5'11 senior had 5 points against Hackett. He averaged 6.5 points in the two games against Saugatuck last year. With all the seniors that they had, he is the leading returning scorer for the Tigers in that game. Joe Gilbert, a 5'11 senior, also expected to see action for Mark Klein's team. Last year, 14-6 during the regular season. The Indians were 15-5. The Goebbels Tigers in their road orange uniforms, the Indians in their home whites. When we come back, we'll get this game going. It's boys basketball action, the Goebbels Tigers against the Saugatuck Indians. And the rest of the league may take a moment of silence. I'm not certain. Sam Moorhead, the longtime Fenville High coach, died a week ago, and his funeral was held yesterday at Fenville High School, and another giant of the Southwest Athletic Conference has passed by. So we are mourning the loss of Mr. Moorhead, who had done a lot for Fenville Athletics through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And, yes, Moorhead Gymnasium at Fenville High, named for him and his surviving wife, Ada's honor. And we express our deepest sympathy to the Moorhead family. The opening tip is next on 92.7 The Van and online at 92.7thevan.com. Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. With the efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck school staff provides for each student's unique needs. Placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. Well, Tom Kaysen has made his mind up about a starter. So he will be Wes Weber, the 6'6 senior, Joe Koshelski, the 6'4 senior, Mike Winowicki, the 6'3 senior, Alex Anschutz, the 5'9 sophomore, and Alex Segovia, the 5'8 junior, will get the call for the Indians as Tom Kaysen going a little bit more with a speed lineup against a smaller Goebbels Tigers team. Joe Gilbert, the 5'11 senior, will get one of the starting guard spots. Ben Shuler, the 5'11 senior, is in the other. Tyler Hunt, a 5'11 freshman, had a couple of points in Tuesday night's loss against Hackett, will be a three-guard offense for the Tigers. Pierce Freeland, the 6'2 junior, and Jake Tiller, the 6'3 junior, will be up front for the Tigers of Mark Klein. So it's Leopard, Koshelski, Winowicki, Segovia, and Anschutz for the Indians. Gilbert, Shuler, Hunt, Freeland, and Tiller on the floor for the Goebbels Tigers. Tigers in their road orange uniforms with white numerals outlined in blue, in navy blue and navy blue trim. Indians in their own white uniforms with royal blue numerals outlined in orange and royal blue and orange trim. Indians will go from left to right in the first half. And Tom Kaysen's hoping to get the conference season off on the right foot and build upon Wednesday night's convincing victory against the Godfrey Lee Rebels. While Goebbels trying to get the bitter taste of their loss at Hackett out of their mouths from Tuesday night. It'll be Weber jumping up against Pierce Freeland. The tip is controlled by Weber, moves into the front court, and Koshelski very quickly, before going out of bounds, moved the ball off of Tiller out of bounds to maintain control for Saugatuck, so the possession arrow will go to the Tigers after the Indians got the opening tip. Winawicki, triple in the left corner. Hits the side of the rim, no. Rebound deflected out of bounds off of the hands of Koszulski. And 12 seconds into the contest, scoreless. The Indians missed on their first shot. Segovia and Anschutz will pick up the ball at half court, trying to force a turnover on the Tigers' side, but they do break the press. Indians in the man-to-man defense. Right side is Ben Schuler. Into the lane, tries to get around two defenders, loses it for Vreeland. Triple on the left side at the brick, but it's recovered by Gilbert. Gets it inside for Tiller, off glass and in. Jake Tiller opens the account for the visiting Tigers. Here's Weber driving one hand, scooping the score, and we're tied at two. Minute into the contest. Gilbert under double team pressure, deflected, knocked away by Segovia into the hands of Winawicki. He'll drive and score. First turnover of the game is cashed in for points on a Winawicki layup. Indians lead 4-2, our first lead change of the game. Problems at the midcourt area. Tigers do get into the front court for Tiller. Jake, nice bounce pass in the lane, was off of hands, recovered by Weber. Weber drives, scoops, and scores. Two turnovers, 4 points for Saugatuck. Weber has four. Indians up now by 6-2. It's a six-point run for Saugatuck. Again, pressure at three-quarters court for the Indians, trying to force turnovers on the Goebbels side. Ball deflected. Winawicki steps in front of it. Another turnover. That's three against the Tigers. Right side, triple try by Segovia. Side of the rim, no. And Koszulski could not get the rebound. Ball out of bounds. Mark Klein will call time. And this time out is presented by Michigan Tile. Winner sale. Stop in. Let's take a 60-second timeout. Saugatuck 6, Goebbels 2, on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. After the first timeout called by Mark Klein of the Goebbels Tigers, trying to do something against Saugatuck's pressure, and we're going to get a holding foul at midcourt against Saugatuck as they try to force a turnover. Winawicki will be called for the transgression. First foul on either side. 6:11 to go, first quarter. Saugatuck leads 6-2, and the Tribe are on a six-point run. Inbound goes to midcourt, and it's almost stolen another hole. This time will be against Segovia, as he got a grasp of his defender trying to steal the ball. So two quick fouls by Saugatuck's Winawicki and Segovia trying to steal the ball away. Tom Cason standing in front of his bench right now, pleased with his team's defensive intensity to open up the contest. Between the rings is Jake Tiller. Right side, Joe Gilbert tries to drive in the right corner, and he dribbled it along the sidelines out of bounds. That's already four turnovers against Goebbels. Tom Cason was pleased with his team's discipline with the ball last Wednesday night. Only nine cough-ups in the win against Wyoming Lee. Bounce pass underneath, stepped in front of, stolen by Ben Schuler. First turnover against Saugatuck. And Schuler will bring it over the timeline. He'll drive into the lane through two defenders, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Koszulski. Outlets out to Winawicki at midcourt. Goebbels is back, but Winawicki will pull for the jump of the foul line. No, easy rebound.
The unit, we're preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you do a lot of interviews with the media on some topics over the years, you find yourself basically giving that same pitch over and over and over again. A few friends of mine have even joked that when I hear a certain topic, I just select a button and hit play, and there goes the tape. I had another one of those moments again recently where a sports editor from a small daily paper in the middle of the state wanted to write a story about sportsmanship. He thought he had some issues in his community, and he felt that the message needed to get out, and he wanted some comments from an MHSAA point of view. Well, roll the tape. It's not hard for me to ever talk about sportsmanship because it's a core value of what we do. If we don't promote and get good sportsmanship at our educational athletic events, schools might as well stop sponsoring these programs. We'd be then just the same as youth sports and college sports and professional sports and basically every other level of sports by every other sponsor that barely pays lip service to sportsmanship anymore. And when we stop being different, the value of our brand bottoms out. Sportsmanship needs constant attention because 25% of our audience turns over every year. and you certainly can't assume that these kids and parents live by, or for that matter, know anything about or have even heard of, the Golden Rule. So local school administrators have to describe and demand good sporting behavior of their coaches, their student athletes, their student bodies, and their community. And most do a decent job. Consider that on any night this winter, you could have upwards of 1,000 basketball games being played, and most of them take place without any breakdowns in civility or respect. And it happens because we make it important, and we work at it. We plan for it to happen. Well, the tape played on, and then we covered parental perspective issues about playing time, which can actually lead to some awfully poor sportsmanship by parents towards coaches. And after about 15 minutes, we wrapped up the interview, and I stopped and rewound the tape to get ready for the next time. And we'll never stop playing that tape over and over, because we'll never stop promoting good sportsmanship. Back with more in a moment.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I love to be involved in the sport, and it continues to keep me in shape. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the activities as they still go on.
And I feel that I can make a difference and be a role model to a lot of young, aspiring officials, and especially females, which we really need.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Still looking for a great holiday gift? How about a DVD of an MHSAA championship event from this past fall season or from years past? Go out to prepfilms.com to check out hundreds of titles produced by the MHSAA Network and Fox Sports Detroit. Relive the moment with a championship DVD for Christmas from prepfilms.com. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
The officials are coming in, but Mark Klein, maybe understandably, keeping his Goebbels Tigers in the locker room a little bit longer. They're down by 29 points, 42-13 against the homestanding Saugatuck Indians tonight. We have Hope College women's basketball when we're done here. Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince are standing by at DeVos Fieldhouse for the game between the Flying Dutch and Finlandia. We'll have it right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Next Friday night, we'll be back here for more Saugatuck High basketball. The boys will host Fenville. We'll be on the air at 5:10 next Friday night here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. When we come back, second half action. It's Saugatuck 42 and Goebbels 13. You're listening to Saugatuck High basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
The Saugatuck Athletic Boosters are proud to sponsor the Indians, and they're proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools, a Blue Ribbon school district with state and national award-winning programs and a tradition of excellence on and off the athletic field. The Saugatuck area is one of America's top 50 great places to raise kids, and the Saugatuck Public Schools are a major positive factor. Personal instruction, cutting-edge classroom technology, it's all at Saugatuck Public Schools. Good luck, Indians, from the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters.
Second half and move from right to left in their home white uniforms with royal blue numerals, front line in orange and royal blue and orange trim. Wes Weber along with Alex Segovia, Alex Anschutz, Joe Koszelski, and Mike Winowicki on the floor to begin the game, the second half for Saugatuck. Weber with 16 points, Winowicki with 9. Meanwhile, Tyler Hunt along with Pierce Breland, Ben Schuler, Jake Tiller, and Joe Gilbert will start the second half for the green, orange-clad Goebbels Tigers. Indians with the basketball. Ball deflected into the hands of Segovia. He has an open path to the basket and scores. Alex Segovia was given the Olay treatment and charged right in and gets his first, gets 4 points, his first field goal. And the Indians again lead by over 30. They lead by 31 at 44-13. Jake Tiller. Pass underneath for Schuler. Under two players. He has to kick it back right side for Hunt. Turn around. Move inside the arc. His shot is no good. Rebound, Weber. West wants to run quickly to Koszelski, who will drive and score. Joey with 4. Indians lead 46-13. 48 seconds gone. Third quarter. Drive by Schuler. Loses control out of bounds off of Ben. Turnover. 15 against Goebbels. Aaron Lane checks in for Jake Tiller. A minute in, and he's going to get a little instruction from Mark Klein, the head coach. It's classroom learning time for Goebbels. Here's Winnowicki to an open Segovia. He'll triple and score. Last two field goals for Segovia, he hasn't been contested. Indians now lead it by 36 at 49-13. Lane, left side, kicks it back off of Gilbert, out of bounds. They're saying it went off of Anschutz, and that's going to keep the ball in Goebel's hands. A little bit of a break there for the Tigers. Lob in pass, deflected by Winnowicki, but it goes in the hands of Schuler. Kicks it right side for Hunt. Right side drive and score. Tyler with his first two. 49-15, back the other way. Winnowicki drives, scores, draws for a contact and a foul. Mike with 11. Fourth foul now on Gilbert. Winnowicki, one for one from the free throw line, trying to convert old school three-point play for the second time in as many chances tonight. Does. Indians 8 of 10 from the free throw line tonight as a team. 52-15, Saugatuck leads it by 37. Tyler Hunt. Into the front court for Vreeland, rejected by Weber out of bounds. West swatted that right baseline jumper away. It has been all Saugatuck here for the boys tonight. Inbound goes to Tyler Hunt. Trying to work on Segovia. Pass deflected off of the hands of Schuler out of bounds. Turnover 16 against Goebbels. Girls play the second game, but we'll be bringing you Hope basketball, women's basketball instead here on 92.7 The Van. And 92.7thevan.com. Segovia, left side for Koszelski. Left corner, Winnowicki. Triple from there. Got it from there. String music for Michael. Six in the quarter, 15 in the game for Winnowicki. Indians by 40 at 55-15. Drive and a foul. Schuler drove, draws contact, and he'll go to the line. Wearing the headband. Koszelski picks up his third on the hole. First foul against the Indians in the half. So foul line right. First of two is a brick for Schuler. Ben is one for three at the stripe, his only point. Koszelski will sit down. In comes Tristan Ferrara. Lane leaves the contest. Tiller, after getting some instruction, back in for Goebbels. Second free throw coming up for Ben Schuler, the 5'11 senior. Averaged 6.5 points in the two games against Saugatuck last year. Makes the free throw there, his second point of the game here. 55-16 and a turnover against Saugatuck. Drive and a rejection by Weber. Indians defensive rebound. Drive by Segovia. Baskin is good on the banker. Alex with 7. Fouls on Tyler Hunt. It's the second, first and the second on the team. Segovia with 7 and a quarter, 9 in the game. Indians by 41 at 57-16, and the clock is running. Segovia foul line left. Blake Dunn comes in for Anschutz, and that's good. And then he'll take a seat. Segovia with 8 points in the quarter, 58-16, 4:45 to go in the third quarter. All Indians, as we are in a running clock situation now. Lob, right side, saved off of Winnowicki, out of bounds, kept by Goebbels. Smart play there by Ben Schuler. Schuler will inbound. Gilbert, between the rings, Tyler Hunt. Indians been man-to-man throughout the game. Hunt through two defenders, pulls up, jumper, back of the rim, no. Rebound deflected, spins into the hands of Tiller offensively. Right side, Vreeland. Pierce drives, blows an offensive foul. Turnover 17 for the Goebbels Tigers. Freeland picks up his third foul. Indians lead it 58-16. Clock running, 3:51 to go. It's a running clock in this one. Done over the timeline. Indians seeing a Goebbels man-to-man. Right side for Winnowicki. Pulls it back. Michael. 25-footer right side, front of the rim. No. Rebound saved effectively by Vermeulen. Knocks it off of Goebbels' leg out of bounds. A hustle by the 6'1 junior Vermeulen. Winnowicki will inbound. Weber. From the arc right side. Side of the rim, no. Rebound Vermeulen, who banks it up and in. Jake with his first two. Indians lead by 44 and 60-16 with a running clock and 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Front court, Hunt. Tiller, under pressure. Plies to play catch with Gilbert in the corner. Stolen away by Ferrara. Turnover number 18. Four, two-hand flush. West with his first two in the quarter and 18 in the game, 62-16. It's been all Indians. Gilbert. Foul away from the play. Got a pushing foul. I think Blake Dunn got clobbered. A pick opportunity by Hunt. So Blake Dunn gets the foul. His first. Second on the Indians. So we have a moment stoppage. This timeout. While we inbound the ball presented by Michigan Tile. Winner's Hail. Stop in. Here's a drive now by Schuler. Brings him up. Lays it up. Lays it in. Draws contact. It's a foul. Ben with 3.25 and 4 in the game. Didn't get the number on the foul. Second foul on Blake Dunn. Third on the Indians in the half. Free throw is good by Schuler. Four in the quarter, five in the game. 62-19, Indians with the lead, running clock. Dunn and Vermeulen on the floor. Winnowicki plays catch, tries to drive as he played cut, and he commits a travel. Indians only with their eighth turnover of the game. He was playing catch with Ferrara. Minute to go, third quarter. It's been all Indians. We will take a two-minute break after this at the end of the quarter. Here is Aaron Lane. Pass out of bounds, turnover. Fifth in the quarter, 19th in the game for Goebbels. Under a minute to go, we are running clock. Winnowicki, front court. Right corner, Koenig. Foul line, Ferrara. Dunn, left side, Vermeulen. In for Winnowicki. Backing in defender. Draws contact. Draws foul. And with a running clock, Frankie Bailey, seeing his first action of the game, the 5'10 senior commits his first foul. Winnowicki at the line. Michael with 6 in the quarter. 15 in the game. Drops the front end of the two-shot foul. 63-19. Saugatuck in command. Running clock, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Second for Michael. Misses it. Rebound by the Tigers. And the half-court shot is no good. Three quarters in the books. So let's take a two-minute break. Score, Saugatuck 63, Goebbels 19. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.
The Saugatuck Athletic Boosters are proud to sponsor the Indians, and they're proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools, a Blue Ribbon school district with state and national award-winning programs and a tradition of excellence on and off the athletic field. The Saugatuck area is one of America's top 50 great places to raise kids, and the Saugatuck Public Schools are a major positive factor. Personal instruction, cutting-edge classroom technology, it's all at Saugatuck Public Schools. Good luck, Indians, from the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters.
DeMond Super Value, proud sponsor of Saugatuck Football, invites you to check out their Pick 5 programs in their meat and produce department. In produce, you can select any 5 Pick 5 items for $9.99. In the meat department, you may mix and match any Pick 5 items for $19.99. These are the same quality products now presented to you at a greater value. Plan out a week's menu or stock up your fridge and freezer. Save time, money, and gas when you shop local at DeMond's on Center Street in Douglas.
Shoreline Orthopedics is proud to offer the newest state-of-the-art hip, knee, and shoulder replacement surgery in the region. These include total and resurfacing hip replacement, anterior hip replacement, total and partial knee replacement, and complex revision of total joint procedures. Their goal is to combine cutting-edge technology with proven methods and to provide patients with the best orthopedic care possible. Shoreline Orthopedics will meet the patient's individual needs through comprehensive evaluation and treatment designed to help achieve an active, pain-free lifestyle. Shoreline Orthopedics. Experience the difference.
Find out what everyone's talking about. Make your homepage 927thevan.com.
We're a minute into the fourth quarter. We have not had any score. Missed shots on a turnover by Goebbels. 20 turnovers in the game. Indians have the ball moving right to left. Vermeulen triples in the left corner. Air throws an air break. Rebound scooped up by 6 foot junior Justin Boothby for Goebbels. Indians lead 63-19. With a running clock, this game will end in 6 minutes and 50 seconds. It'll run during... only time it'll stop is if you, the coach, calls a timeout. Lob underneath, off of the hands of Koenig, out of bounds, stays with the Goebbels Tigers. And one thing that Tom Kazin yelled out to begin the fourth quarter, focus on defense. Do not get into lazy habits. Games like this can make lazy habits. When you outclass an opponent, and there's a step away and a turnover by Koenig. Koenig drives... draws contact and a foul. Koenig has yet to score. Indians have gotten everybody in the game that they're dressed. The only one not dressed tonight, Joe Shagway. So, Koenig at the line, misses the front end of the two-shot foul. 10 of 14 Indians from the stripe tonight. One of the senior captains on the football team, Koenig, drops the second. He's on the score sheet tonight. 64-19, Indians with a comfortable 45-point lead. They've led throughout. They've had 12-point and 15-point runs in the first half to put this game in cruise control. And I mean cruise control. There's a step up and a steal. Bailey O'Brien drives and scores. Bailey O'Brien's in the book. 66-19. Lee Alexandrews has not scored yet for Saugatuck. Everybody else is in the books. By the way, we have a push away from the foul ball, and a foul is called on Austin Phillips. Didn't have a chance to mention it earlier, but Mike Winowicki in the first half scored 9 points. He needed 12. He has now 16, and he is Saugatuck's, I believe, seventh or eighth ever 1,000-point score. He'll be honored after the game. Congratulations to Mike Winowicki. 1,000 points in Indian colors. Between the rings, Goebbels, Frankie Bailey. Bailey on the drive, short jumper, no. Rebound offensive, Jimmy Hopkins puts it back off glass, no. A third try, ball loose on the floor, and we'll have an alternating possession. Gives the ball right back to Saugatuck. Van shoots. Well, Blake Dunn comes out. Van shoots comes in. Alex still without a point. Maybe that's why he's in the game now. 4:12 to go. Indians in comfortable conditions at 66-19. Fenville comes calling next Friday night. We'll have it on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com starting at 5:10. They're going to say alternating possession to Goebbels, and that's an interesting call. 3:50 to go, clock running. Okay. But really, it should be Saugatuck ball. But anyway, Goebbels get it. Saugatuck might get it back in a minute. Here's a shot on the left side, right side, no good by Justin Boothby. Rebound taken by Vermeulen. Front court. Entrance. Right corner. Jocelyn Phillips' triple there, no good. Rebound loose, scooped up Frankie Bailey for the Goebbels Tigers. 3:13 to go in the third in this one, and the clock is running. Indians by 47. Furman tries to drill around two defenders, draws contact and a foul. Let's take care of some business. Holly, we will take a 60-second break right now. We will take a 60-second break. We'll give you the last couple minutes. Indians lead at 66-19 over Goebbels. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School with a minute 41 to go. Indians lead at 67-19. They got 1 point on a free throw from Alexander. Shoots. Everybody has scored tonight for Saugatuck. That is stressed. There's another turnover against Goebbels. And Bailey, who already has a basket, draws. Bailey O'Brien draws a foul on the drive. So now, with a minute 17 to go, just the final stat numbers, and Tom Kazin's pulling all of his players back with Bailey O'Brien, who has a basket in the fourth quarter here, go to the line. He'll miss the front end. Indians 12 for 18 at the free throw line tonight. Under a minute to go in this one. Miss them both. Rebound for Goebbels. So the Tigers will fall to 0-2 and 0-1 in the SAC North. Saugatuck goes to 2-0 and 1-0 in the SAC North. Indians are in Lawrence Tuesday night, back here against Bentonville next Friday night. And there's a foul on the Indians. Austin Phillips stepped in front of a defender and causes the foul. Half a minute to go and a running clock. A little bit of discussion. We'll keep the score down a little bit. Goebbels will inbound. Pull up left side 18-footer, no good. Rebound scooped away and shoots. Alex drives through two defenders, draws contact and the foul. He won't be able to shoot the free throws. 4 seconds left. The Indians will get an easy victory tonight as they defeat the Goebbels Tigers by a final score of 67-19. Back after this break, you're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, Mike Winnowicki is getting a commemorative basketball as he passed the 1,000-point mark tonight in a rather easy 67-19 Saugatuck victory over the Goebbels Tigers. Easy in the sense that the Indians dominated. They scored 8 unanswered points after spotting their guests the first basket of the game, then reeled off a 12-point and a 15-point run in the first half, cruised to the game, limiting the Tigers to just 19 points. That is 2 less than what the Indians scored in the entire first quarter. It was all Saugatuck tonight. You'll hear from Coach Tom Kazin in a moment or so. We'll get him and his comments as we go along. Let's get the scoring rundown for you. First of all, for the Goebbels Tigers, who fall to 0-2. Only one player that was on their roster did not play, and that was Garrett Fregaglia. 6 points for Pierce Breland, 5 for Ben Schuler, 3 for Tyler Furman. Furman making his 3 on a midcourt banking basket at the buzzer to end the first half. 2 points each for Tyler Hunt and Jake Taylor, 1 point for Joe Gilbert, Jimmy Hopkins, Justin Boothby, Frankie Bailey, Aaron Lane played but did not score. Goebbels 5 of 13 from the free throw line and 23 turnovers on the night. For the Saugatuck Indians, 2-0, 1-1 in the SAC North. Led offensively tonight by Wes Webber with 18 points. 16 for Mike Winnowicki, 10 points for Alex Segovia, 9 for Blake Dunn. 4 points for Joe Koszewski. 2 points each for Austin Phillips, Tristan Ferrara, Bailey O'Brien, and Jake Vermeulen. 1 point each for Alex Anschutz and Jake Koenig. Everybody that Tom Kazin had available to him tonight played and scored. The only one who did not, Joshua Shagway, who is unavailable because of injury. The Indians were 12 of 19 from the free throw line, and they committed just 8 turnovers, this after coughing up the ball 9 times in their season opening win against Wyoming Lee. Waiting for Tom Kazin to make his way up here. We'll get to his comments momentarily. What we will do is we will take a 1 minute and 30 second break and then bring it back here. And we'll have more as we count down to Hope Women's Basketball. Saugatuck Boys easy over Goebbels tonight, 67-19. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Here at Saugatuck High School, as the Saugatuck Indians open up their home half of the regular season for the boys with a 67-19 victory over the Goebbels Tigers. Head coach Tom Kazin makes his way to our broadcast location. First of all, congratulations on the win. Congratulations. Pass it on to Mike Winowicki, his father, Ron. His sister's here tonight as well. Big night for the Winowickis as Mike crashes the 1,000-point barrier.
Yeah, well-deserved on his part. One of the hardest-working kids you'll ever meet. That kid's in the gym every day taking shots. So I'm happy for him, and it's well-deserved.
All right, let's talk about the game. 67-19. Easier than you thought?
Much. I just don't really know what to say, Gary. The kids came out, and we talked about it pregame. They knew what happened last year at our place. They talked about they were on a mission tonight. And I think, we shut them down defensively. We still have a lot to work on, but I'm happy.
Pressure. It seems as if you saw what happened against Hackett for them. And, they were down 27-6 after 8 minutes there. And it was almost the same score here. It was 21-6 after 8 minutes here.
Yeah, watch film, do a little scouting, and I knew that they had a difficult time with the pressure. A lot of big guys, but not a lot of guards at this point.
Now, we talked a little about Winowicki. Wes Webber had another sterling game, 18 points. But you could see the confidence oozing from them, knowing when they have the ball, they have an idea of what to do with it. They're the senior leaders now, and they know they have an idea of visualizing and making that visualization become reality.
Well, I'm blessed to have two of the best players in the area, to be honest with you. All these kids have been playing together since fourth, fifth grade. So they grasp what they need to do. They grasp what their man's doing. And they just feel right now they're very confident right now.
Now, you, for those who don't listen to Saugatuck football, don't know that Tom Casey is an assistant football coach, guides, works with the JV team for the most part, but also works with the varsity. So you've worked with Blake Dunn on the football side this past season as a freshman starting quarterback. I take a look at him on the basketball court tonight. That competence he has in football is carried over in basketball. He didn't look like a ninth grader tonight.
Oh, absolutely not. He played really well Wednesday night for us. He just needs to learn where to be, but I tell you what, he's a special player, very special player.
All right, one win in the league, 2-0. You couldn't ask for a better start, but you know competition will become tougher. You've got a good test in Lee in terms of how they run. Tonight might be a different story, but next week in Lawrence and their traditional power, and then here against Fenville, you'll learn some things about your team in the next couple of week games.
I believe so. Our biggest challenge this next week Tuesday will be not to look to Friday, because as you know, Fenville, they're a fantastic team. They're one of our biggest rivals. I'm sure this place will be rocking, so we'll have to calm the kids down a little bit.
Calm them down and worry about a Lawrence team that may be a little bit down on a year basis, but that's a solid program, and you and I remember the last championship before last year when Lawrence came here undefeated and the Indians knocked them off.
Right.
That's a program that year in and year out, it's always there.
They started out young last year. We had our way with them, but they have everybody back, so they're a little bit seasoned. We're going to have to go down there and play on the road.
Tom Kazin, congratulations on the 67-19 victory. I'll talk to you in a week.
All right, thanks, Gary.
That is head coach Tom Kazin of the Saugatuck Indians after his team defeated Goebbels tonight by a score of 67-19. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll bring you Hope College basketball as the Flying Dutch take on Finlandia. On our AM station, 1450 WHTC this morning, the voice of Hope College Athletics, Ron Weatherby, had a chance to chat with head coach Brian Morehouse of the Flying Dutch. Let's hear that interview now.
Coming up on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com at 7:10 this evening is Hope College women's basketball as the Flying Dutch host Finlandia at the post-exam jam inside of DeVos Fieldhouse. Earlier this morning on our AM station, 1450 WHTC, the voice of Hope College Athletics, Ron Weatherby, had a chance to chat with the coach of the Flying Dutch, Brian Morehouse.
Well, the ladies had their exams this week. Now it's your turn. You got a weekend coming up with a couple of good basketball games, and they, I assume, did well in their exams. How about you this weekend? Going to have a good weekend?
Well, it remains to be seen. I think our game on Saturday shapes up to potentially be a really great one. You know, against Capital, they recently beat Baldwin Wallace, and Baldwin Wallace beat Calvin at Baldwin Wallace by about 15. So. I think it really shapes up to be a great game if we both take care of business tonight.
Well, I remember driving. I think we flew this over to Cleveland to play ball or Capital one year in the NCAA, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, we've been to Capital before playing the NCAA. We've been to Baldwin Wallace. Probably the most memorable Capital experience that we've had would be when we played them in the national tournament in 2006, and we won that game on their home court, and that sort of jump started our run of six straight wins to the national championship in 2006.
Well, is this ball club that you have this year? You knew you were going to have a good ball club, but are they at the point that you would like to have them?
Given so many new faces, and in particular, maybe more than new faces, playing different positions. I'd like to see our defense be further along, but I think I'm always going to come down on that side of things. I think it's a hardworking group of young ladies who want to be good. They want to improve. They're putting in a ton of time to get better, both in practice and coming in and getting some extra work in on their individual games out of practice. So, we've made great strides. I think this weekend's a really important test for us. And then we go to Florida and play two really, really good teams when we're down there as well.
Well, I've been impressed with some of the freshmen that you got up. They've had an opportunity to play early on this season, and they've done very well.
Yeah, our freshmen have done a nice job. I think in particular, we've had Mandy Traversa and Angelique Gaddy have both probably played above and beyond where typical freshmen are. But part of that comes with opportunity. They've had to. We forced them into games, and in particular with Jiki into the starting lineup because, those positions are open, and we needed them to come through early on in their careers, and they've done a nice job. I think this has been a hard week for them. The last 2 weeks are always very difficult for freshmen with so much on their academic plate. You could kind of see that glazed look in their eyes yesterday, and we're hoping that they can get some sleep last night and today and rest up and be ready to play some tournament basketball.
Well, have you had any problems or heard of any problems of weather being an issue out there? You've got teams coming from a long way out, and the weather has not been great in some of these areas.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I know Capital was going to come in last night, and I'm assuming that Robert Morris will come in today, and some Finlandi was going to come in today. So they're both of those groups are on their way, and we've heard nothing about travel. We're excited to get going tonight with the tournament.
Oh, you have Finlandia tonight. Both of you have played Alma this far in the season and defeated Alma. What do you think of this ball club?
Well, I think they live and die by the three-point shot. They knocked down some big ones against against Alma. I think we'll see them press us and then go back to play some 2-3 zone as well as playing a little bit of man-to-man. I think we're going to get a little bit of everything tonight. We've got to make sure that we're focused on the task at hand and not looking ahead to a potential matchup with Capital tomorrow. We need to really – we've had a week off, and we practiced this week, but they've been limited due to exams. And, we've got to get our sea legs back underneath us as well.
Well, Finlandia's record is not that good. They're 2-6 coming into the nice ball game, but they have played schools like Northern Michigan, which is pretty good competition.
Yeah, they have to play geographically what's available. And, a lot of times that is going to be a D2 or an NAIA school from Minnesota or the UP. So, they have played a good, strong schedule, and, I think that they've been challenged. So those are always good to help you improve, and I'm sure that they're happy to be back playing some Division III schools right now.
How about Robert Morris? Most people haven't heard much of Robert Morris.
You know, that came about because, you know, their coach has become a good friend of mine and likes to, you know, travels in this area a little bit, wanted to bring his team up to see the DeVos Fieldhouse and, you know, just see the great atmosphere that's Hope College and how important basketball is to our community. And so he wanted to put his kids in this environment, and he actually called me specifically and asked if he could come up to play in this tournament.
Well, that's kind of nice because you have difficulty finding teams to play sometimes, especially early in the season.
Absolutely. We have a real hard time finding teams that will come and play, and, you know, that's why it's so nice to have, you know, quality people, you know, like the coaches that we have bringing their teams this weekend. You know, they want to be a part of this tournament. They want the challenge of, you know, playing against a good team like Hope College. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, Capital and Hope College, we've got such a long tradition. I don't think they're going to be intimidated by the environment. They're just excited to play, you know, a good team and challenge themselves and see where they're at.
Well, you've got a couple of good ball games, it looks like, coming up in the next couple of days, and I think your ball club is going to respond even after exams. They may start slow, but I think they'll get started out there by halftime and really come on strong.
I hope so. You know, I think a lot of it comes down to us on, you know, how we play defense, you know, the new officiating rules and everything. You know, everybody's still getting used to that, including the officials. And so, you know, I think that is part of the challenge is understanding how the game is being called. And, you know, so that does affect a little bit how we play defense. But, you know, the bottom line is we've got to play our way, and that's ball pressure and deny and, you know, getting after people on the defensive end, trying to create some turnovers and getting out in transition and hopefully playing a fun brand of basketball. We look forward to hopefully a lot of people coming out and seeing this team play. I mean, we've achieved a really good record, and I think if people haven't seen us play, I think they're going to enjoy what they see if they come out this weekend.
Well, I've enjoyed watching this ball club thus far, and I'm especially impressed with the improvement out there that you have in the post because you have a young lady, I think, that has really stepped up, and McAfee, and I think she's going to be great. She's already good at this point in the year, and I think by the end she's really going to be great.
No, I agree with you. You know, she just plays with such an energy and a passion, and she's an extremely, extremely intelligent player on the court. But, you know, what she does is hard to coach because she just goes and gets the basketball. And she's got a real nose for the ball off the glass, and she's really developed a nice post game as well as a perimeter game where she can go off the dribble. So she's a multifaceted player, really, really improved last summer. The number of hours that she and Megan Kelly put in the gym this fall also, I think, really made a difference. Megan Kelly, great leadership as a captain to, you know, take Mac under her wing and, you know, really get her in the gym and work on fundamentals.
Well, have a good tournament, and we'll be talking to you again in a week or so, and good luck the rest of the way through the season.
Thanks a lot, Ron. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing everybody at the ballgame.
Go Hope.
And you can catch Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince with Hope College Basketball. The Flying Dutch hosting Finlandia at 7:10 tonight here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Back here at Saugatuck High School, the girls about ready to get ready for their game against Goebbels. They'll have to go some ways to outdo what the boys did tonight as the Saugatuck Indians had an easy 67-19 victory over the visiting Goebbels Tigers this evening. Led by 18 points from Wes Weber and 16 points from Mike Winowicki, who eclipsed the 1,000-point mark for his career at Saugatuck, leading the way for Goebbels, 6 points for Pierce Breland. So the Indians now travel to Lawrence on Tuesday night, and then they'll take on the Fenville Blackhawks here next Friday, and that'll be our next broadcast of Saugatuck High Basketball. Boys action, 5:10, Saugatuck and Fenville here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Keep you dial tuned right here. We have Hope College women's basketball coming up in a few moments. Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince will bring you all the action. 7:10 broadcast time as the Hope Flying Dutchman take on Finlandia at DeVos Fieldhouse. Want to say thanks to a lot of people. Without whose help, we could not do this. Thanks to head coach Mark Klein, athletic director Chris Miller, and all the people at Goebbels High for their help. Also thanks to coach Tom Keyes and athletic director Bill Dunn and all the people here at Saugatuck for the help and hospitality. Thanks to Holly Rose taking care of things back in the studio. Very smooth and easy night tonight. Thanks to our fine sponsors. You'll hear about them momentarily. Please support them as they support Saugatuck High broadcast here on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. And finally, thanks to all of you. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If you're a Saugatuck fan, you certainly enjoyed the final score. Hope basketball is coming up. For Holly Rose, I'm Gary Stevens saying so long from Saugatuck High School, where the Indians defeat Gobles tonight 67-19. Good night, everybody.